Lecture topic, harms of wastage.
The incident mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, Hazrat Maqil bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala an. So he was in some place where there were many other people there as well, some disbelievers. He had to go for some whatever the work was. So they were eating and some morsel of food fell out of his hand and fell onto the dasturkhan, the floor. So he immediately picked it up and he cleaned up if there was any dirt on it, any dust on it, and he ate it. So when he ate it, he picked it up and ate it in this manner. So the disbelievers that were there started looking at him and staring at him in a very strange way, that what's wrong with this person. Somebody who was seated next to him, they alerted him to this, they brought his attention to it, that look at how these people are looking at you. In other words, you should have not done this, because they don't like somebody doing this. They regard it as very lowly that a person picks up some food out of the floor that fell off and he eats it. So without any hesitation, his response was that لَمْ أَكُنْ لِأَدْعَ مَا سَمِعْتُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِهَذِهِ الْأَعَاجِمِ. What I heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is across the board in everything, but in this particular matter also, what I've heard about, from what I've heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I'm never going to leave out practicing on that because of these disbelievers. So now, the way of the disbelievers is that if something has fallen, then just discard it. Don't bother about it. And that's regarded as a lowly thing to now clean it and eat it. And the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us was that if something falls, so this is then what he explained after that. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching is that if something has fallen off, then clean it and eat it. Because Allah ta'ala's ni'mat. And every grain and every drop is Allah's ni'mat. And if it is just discarded, just wasted, Allah forbid, this can become a means of a person's doors of risk getting close to him. Now the way of the disbelievers is to just waste. Don't bother about it. And the lesson that we are being taught, as we discussed yesterday, especially in this particular Mubarak day, is about opposing the way of the disbelievers. So one is in other aspects, but this is a very essential thing, that it's not just opposing their way, but it is about fulfilling the shukr and the gratitude that is required for every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Every grain, every drop of water is Allah's ni'mat. And because we have it in abundance, we take it for granted. But everybody knows full well what's going on, for example, in Gaza at the moment, what's going on in many other parts of the world, where people for days at end sometimes don't have anything to eat. Some people who visited Syria and came back now, so there was an area that was under siege for 5 years. Completely under siege for 5 years there. So they asked one person who was in there, he said, but how did y'all go about things? What did y'all eat? Because obviously nothing was being allowed to come in, no supplies, no food. So the person's response was, we ate what the sheep ate. In other words, we survived on grass. Now when that becomes the scene, would anybody ever leave one grain that has fallen somewhere? He'll waste one drop. But now we have it in abundance, so we take it for granted. So what now? If something fell, it got discarded, got wasted. If I didn't want to eat it, just waste it. That is a very severe thing, very, very detrimental thing. And many a person suffers in life in terms of his risk because of what wastage he did before. That became the barrier. Now he's struggling, something is going on, nothing's working out. Because when he had something that Allah blessed him with, he was just careless about it, wasting it, not bothered. So now that became the barrier later in life. And now no matter what he's trying, but it's just not coming right. But what the barrier is, what happened before. So this is a very, very important aspect. Never ever to waste anything in terms of the risk Allah has blessed us with. If a person doesn't want to eat something, then don't touch it beforehand, put it aside, and you're not forced to eat it, but don't waste it. Wasting is a very severe matter. And we need to keep reminding ourselves, keep reminding others around us, that this is never to be indulged in. If a person doesn't want something, he's not forced to have it. But to waste it, that's a very major problem. Allah Ta'ala save us.